This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Scott Finn. Tampa is again the center of the media world, involving the scandal and resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus, formerly the head of CENTCOM here at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. And here to talk about how the media is covering this is Kelly McBride. She is the director of the Sensemaking Project at the Poynter Institute. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great.
So we were talking a little bit earlier, and you were struck by the photo that's going around of the woman at the center of this controversy, Jill Kelly, the socialite here in Tampa. The photo of her, General Petraeus, her husband. Why is that photo so interesting to you?
Well, those of us who live in the Tampa Bay area recognize that photo as a Gasparilla photo. She's got the beads on. It comes to us in a certain context. But the rest of the world seeing this photo see something very different. They see a stunning woman in a low-cut, short dress with beads on, and I think it conveys a different narrative to the rest of the world. And in a way, it's unfortunate because a photo really conveys a very narrow story about an individual. Yet that narrow story is the iconic image of Jill Kelly these days.
It's a little bit, isn't it, like George Zimmerman, the suspect in the Trayvon Martin case. There was some controversy because the only available photos of him for a long time were the mugshot that he had from being jailed earlier. And people said, by newspapers putting that out, that that led to a poor impression of George Zimmerman.
Very true, very true. And we talked about that also with the photos of Trayvon Martin, because originally we saw a photo of him in a Hollister t-shirt, and then later we saw a photo of him in a hoodie, and we talked about the different story that conveys just in those straight-on shots. This photo of Jill Kelly conveys so much more, especially when it's shown in its full image, which shows the short dress. The original Tampa Bay Times crop of the photo cropped it above the hemline of the dress and cropped it in tight, but most news outlets around the country and indeed around the world that I've seen use the photo are using it in its broader crop, and that leads to a lot of conclusions for people that may or may not be accurate.
And of course, we're talking about this photo because the Tampa Bay Times had this photo, and you've done some research into this yourself. How is it the Tampa Bay Times had this Gasparilla photo?
So the Tampa Bay Times has a society reporter. Her name is Amy Scherzer, and not a lot of newspapers have society reporters anymore. It's something from back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when society was a bigger issue for newspapers to cover, but the Times still has one, and she covers mostly the South Tampa social scene, and she knows her beat really well. And so when Jill Kelly's name came up as a central player, she let her editors know that, hey, actually, we've covered this woman, and we have photos of her, and those photos came into great demand worldwide.
And what is the difference between a gossip reporter and a society reporter?
A society reporter covers events and occasions, and a gossip reporter talks more about who's with whom at those events.
What's your take on the coverage of this event? I mean, in one way, it's about some very serious things. It's about privacy. It's about national security. But in another way, it's really salacious.
Yeah, this story has all of the trappings of a significant national security story and a soap opera. And I think that's really what's driving the narrative, because you cannot untangle those two threads.
Kelly McBride of the Sensemaking Project at Poynter Institute, thanks a lot for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.